This is the reason that Adam Silver needs to get the NBA away from ESPN as quickly as possible. Over the last few years, how many times have I told you guys that ESPN's coverage of the NBA is trash? I mean, it absolutely sucks. Their pre- and post-game shows, garbage. Their in-game broadcasters, garbage. And I am not including J.J. Redick in this. J.J. Redick is one of the lone bright spots in ESPN's coverage of the NBA. He's one of few people at the network who actually know the game of basketball. Unlike pretend NFL analyst Mina Kimes, J.J. Redick, he is a real analyst. ESPN didn't hire him because he filled some diversity quota. J.J. Redick was hired because he knows what the hell he's talking about. Tim Legler. Tim Legler's another good one. ESPN, they got a couple of them that are good. But for the most part, ESPN's coverage of the NBA is abysmal. When you think of the face of NBA coverage at ESPN, what's the first name that comes to your mind? Well, KC, it's Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose is the first name that comes to mind when I think of the lead pastor at Woke United Methodist, but he doesn't even have that prestigious title anymore because ESPN fired him last summer. Well, what about Shannon Sharp? Hey, it's me, Shay Shay. You know, the grown man who calls himself Shay Shay for reasons unknown, I have been covering Shannon Sharp for years here on the channel. I still haven't figured out why he prefers to be called Shay Shay, but weird names aside, Shay Sharp, he's decent when talking about the NBA. He has this weird fascination with LeBron James, who he refers to as Billy Goat James, but Shay isn't the expert. Shay is not the face of NBA coverage at the worldwide leader in Woke. When most people think of the NBA on ESPN, they think of Deacon Stephen A. Smith. Deacon Stephen, he has been covering the NBA for 3 decades. He often brags about the contacts that he has throughout the league, but having contacts doesn't mean you have current knowledge of the product. Having contacts doesn't make you an expert. According to Stephen A. Smith, he's also a diehard fan of the New York Knicks. Throughout his autobiography, which by the way, if you still haven't read the autobiography of Stephen A. Smith, I highly recommend it. I highly encourage you to do so. I know Jason Whitlock claims that this book is actually a biography instead of an autobiography. Jason Whitlock claims that Stephen A. didn't write the book or wasn't capable of writing the book. Either way, I don't care who wrote it. It's a damn good book. But throughout his autobiography, Stephen A. talks about his love for the New York Knicks. If I remember correctly, I believe it was one of very few things that could unite him and his own father. Now, I don't watch First Take every day, but I do watch clips here on YouTube a couple of times a week. I can't tell you how many times I have heard Stephen A. Smith claim to be a diehard fan of the New York Knicks, which is why I was incredibly confused when I saw this clip earlier this morning. This segment is from the Stephen A. Smith Show. Well, KC, what does that have to do with ESPN? This show has no affiliation with the network. It is not a reflection of ESPN's NBA coverage. The show might not be directly affiliated with ESPN, but the host is the face of the network. Anything Stephen A. says on the Stephen A. Smith Show, that is directly tied to ESPN. He's not just the face of ESPN when he's on the clock. If Stephen A. appears on Fox News, he is representing ESPN. If he appears on CNN, he's representing the worldwide leader in Woke. Over the past couple of weeks, the Knicks, they have surged almost to the top of the Eastern Conference. They are being assisted by an epic late-season meltdown in Cleveland, but the Knicks, they have been playing good basketball recently. Jalen Brunson is healthy and playing well. They're not going to have Julius Randle for the postseason, which, I mean, that's not all that unusual since Julius Randle never seems to be available for the playoffs. This surge from the Knicks, it has Stephen A. Smith excited. Yesterday on his show, he was expressing his excitement for his hometown team. Now, when I initially saw this clip, I'm not gonna lie to you, I thought it was fake. The reason this wasn't the first video for today, I wanted to confirm the legitimacy of the clip. My thinking was, there is absolutely no way a diehard fan of the New York Knicks, someone who claims to follow the team closely, there's no way they can make a mistake like this. Watch for yourself.
I'm looking at Grimes. He's looked good. I'm looking at Isaiah Hartenstein as a reserve, giving you activity off the bench.
Excuse me? Come again? Did Stephen A. Smith just say he has been looking at Quentin Grimes and he's looking good? I guess Stephen A. is talking about the physical appearance of Quentin Grimes. I guess he ran into Quentin Grimes at Club Shay Shay and he was fresh out of the barber looking good in an expensive Gucci suit. Perhaps Stephen A. saw Quentin Grimes and thought, damn, that is a good looking dude. That's the only logical explanation I can think of because Quentin Grimes, he hasn't played an NBA game since March 13th. He hasn't played an NBA game with the New York Knicks since January 30th. This dude was traded to the Detroit Pistons before the trade deadline in early February. According to Stephen A. Smith, there is a logical explanation for this error. He responded to the thousands of people on Twitter who were clowning him for his ability to be a great A doofus, and he said, I made a mistake, damn it! You people don't know how much I have on my mind right now! I'm really going through it! I'm going through the struggle, y'all! I'm about to cry right now! Look, we all make mistakes. In the damn near 3 years that I have been full-time here on YouTube, I have made my fair share of mistakes. I have gotten things wrong. You know what I do when I make a mistake? I own it. Just last week, I confused the WNBA draft with the NBA draft. I claimed that Caitlin Clark wouldn't be available to play in the WNBA until the 2025 season. Had a brain fart and was thinking the WNBA draft was in July. I had it confused with the NBA draft. Several of you guys reached out to me, pointed this out. I didn't make excuses. I didn't turn myself into the ultimate victim. I didn't come on here and say, I'm really struggling right now. There's so much on my mind between my personal life and launching this new merchandise line, launching channel memberships, having meetings every day. It's too much for one person to handle. I came on here and I told you I messed up. The problem for Stephen A. Smith, self-proclaimed NBA expert, self-proclaimed diehard fan of the New York Knicks, the problem? This was not the only mistake that he made in less than 20 seconds. Well, Casey, I know, he mispronounced Isaiah Hartenstein. Nah. I'm gonna let him slide on that one. As someone who consistently mispronounces names, I can't fault someone else for doing the same thing. Although, I will say, I have never mispronounced the names of players who are playing for my Pelicans because I watch every game. I follow the team. Stephen A. Smith, though, he claimed that he has been watching Isaiah Hartenstein coming off the bench and giving the Knicks good production, giving the Knicks good minutes. Now, I don't watch the Knicks, and even I know Isaiah Hartenstein, he is a starter. How in the hell is a starter giving you production and minutes off the bench? Let me ask you something. How is anyone, casual fans, how is anyone supposed to take Stephen A. Smith seriously going forward when he is analyzing the NBA? I don't expect anything from Stephen A. when it comes to the NFL. I know he doesn't know shit about fuck about the National Football League. ESPN's not paying him to analyze the NFL. ESPN pays Stephen A. to be entertaining when talking about the NFL. There are no expectations for Stephen A. to know anything about Major League Baseball. Baseball is rarely discussed in the national media because on a national level, people aren't watching it. Soccer, UFC, college football, college basketball. There is no expectation of knowledge for Stephen A. Smith. His one area of expertise is supposed to be the NBA. Over the next 2 months, ESPN will have Stephen A. Smith at all the major playoff games. NBA Finals, Stephen A. will be front and center. He is literally the voice of NBA coverage at the worldwide leader in woke. How is anyone supposed to take him seriously when he doesn't even know the players on his own team? If Stephen A. Smith isn't watching the Knicks, more than likely, he's not watching the other 29 teams in the NBA either. If you're not watching the team that you are supposedly a diehard fan of, you really expect me to believe that you're watching my Pelicans? You're watching the Celtics, the Lakers, the Warriors, the Suns, the Jazz? I'm no expert when it comes to basketball. I have more knowledge than the casual fan. I can spot zone defenses. I can spot a mismatch on the floor, but I'm not an expert. However, if you were to ask me about my Pelicans, I could tell you anything you wanted to know. Want to know the starting lineup last night for their game against the Blazers? Jonas Valanciunas, Zion Williamson, CJ McCollum, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. Who? Herb Jones! Herb Jones! Jose Alvarado, Larry Nance, Dyson Daniels, they rounded out the rotation off the bench. The Pelicans are an automatic for me because I watch all 82 games. Haven't missed a game all season. And it's not like the Knicks are struggling. It's not like Stephen A. isn't watching the Knicks because they're out of playoff contention. Right now, they are the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. This is pure speculation on my part. I have been telling you guys for years now that I think Stephen A. Smith is leaving ESPN. What happened on his show yesterday further proves my point. I think Stephen A. Smith has lost his passion for sports. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. He has been honest about wanting to pursue interest outside of sports for a while now. For the last 2 years, it feels like Stephen A. has been laying the foundation for his departure from the worldwide leader in woke. Problem, though, for ESPN, the departure of Stephen A. Smith, it doesn't magically improve their coverage of the NBA. Remember last year when Kendrick Perkins led the charge against Nikola Jokic winning another MVP? What was his reasoning? We can't give the MVP award to the white man! ESPN still has Mark Jones calling NBA games. Mark Jones! The worst play-by-play announcer in the history of broadcasting. In the name of equity, ESPN has women calling NBA games too. Which is fine, but the problem with women not named Doris Burke, their knowledge is minimal when it comes to the NBA. Watching NBA games on ESPN, it is absolutely painful. It's brutal. And it's not like there is a shortage of competent broadcasters. Joel Myers, Antonio Daniels, the duo calling games in New Orleans, they are the best in the business. But ESPN, they're not worried about offering the best. ESPN's worried about offering NBA coverage that's diverse, equitable, and inclusive. But give me your thoughts on this. Stephen A. Smith proves to the world that he doesn't watch the NBA. This was recorded too. It wasn't live. So this also means his entire staff at the Stephen A. Smith Show, they don't watch the NBA either. What do you think of ESPN's coverage of the NBA? Outside of J.J. Redick, Tim Legler, their lineup is pretty much garbage. Am I the only one who thinks watching the NBA on ESPN is painful? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.